From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and for Robin Young, it's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll speak with the last surviving speaker of the 1963 March on Washington.
But first, to more violence in the nation's third largest city. Five people shot last night in the uptown neighborhood of Chicago. It happened along a so-called safe passage route outside a church. One victim shot in the head remains in critical condition. The others all stable. And those shootings come on the heels of a weekend shooting spree that killed one and left another eight injured, including a seven-year-old. Robert Wildeboer covers criminal and legal affairs for WBEZ in Chicago, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks.
So, Robert, another very violent weekend in Chicago. It's been a violent summer, but last night's shooting alone, five people shot in the uptown neighborhood and then more shootings after that.
Yeah, and we're used to this in Chicago, of course. These stories continue to be told, and there's been a lot of them in the last year. Last year was a particularly violent year when it came to murders. We had about 500 in Chicago last year, 506 to be exact, whereas in the last 10 years, we've been averaging more like 450 murders. But this year, we're actually down, and our police chief here, Gary McCarthy, likes to talk about how right now we're on track to have the fewest murders since 1965. As of the end of July, we'd had 231 murders in the city of Chicago. But when you compare that to New York, which is three times as large, and they are around 200 murders themselves. So Chicago still has a real problem with gun violence.
And last night's shooting was in a safe passage route. Tell us what that means and what that means for the city's strategy going forward.
Well, it's really interesting. The city of Chicago is closing about 50 schools, has closed them. And so what it means is kids are, you know, instead of going three blocks to the one school, they're having to go to eight blocks to another school. And most of these schools are in poor African-American neighborhoods. And a lot of the parents have been worried about, well, you know, now my kid has to cross more gang boundaries or it's, you know, a very dangerous walk to school. And so the city has started this safe passage program, which is going to be hiring folks, just adults, to be standing along these designated routes. It's coordinated with the police department. Every time there's a murder on one of these safe passage routes, it's become kind of this notable thing in the last few weeks. And a lot of incidents of violence are happening on these safe passage routes.
So you mentioned that the number of murders is down and down significantly this year. What has the city done to make that happen?
Well, I think one of the big things the city has done is put more police on the street using overtime money, and particularly focusing on crime hotspot areas. And this is something that was done in New York City as well. Our police chief here, Gary McCarthy, was in the New York City Police Department, and I think he was brought to Chicago to basically try and replicate the success New York City had in bringing down the homicide numbers. Of course, in the early 90s, New York had like 2,250 murders a year, and now they're down to like 400 murders a year. So an 80% decrease in the murder rate, and that's obviously what city leaders here would like to have as well.
And we should mention, as you said, Chicago had, what, 506 murders last year, which would be higher than New York, which is a much larger city.
Yeah, New York is three times as large, and we're having more murders.
So despite the fact that the murders are down, it is still the top story today in the Chicago Tribune. There was blood everywhere, it said.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a huge problem, right? We're still talking about 500 people being murdered, 400 in a good year, 400 people being murdered in our city, which, you know, compare that to any other first world nation is ridiculous. In Chicago, we have 2.6 million people and 500 murders, 400 murders in a good year. In Toronto, just a few hours away, 2.3 million people, essentially the same population, they have 60 murders a year.
Wow.
So we've solved our problem to some degree, but we have a long ways to go.
Robert Wildeboer covers criminal and legal affairs for WBEZ in Chicago. Robert, thanks so much.
My pleasure.